This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the world. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am your guest host, Andrea K, for the night. And I'm kind of sad because we're rolling into the last hour tonight. I've had such an amazing time here with you all. Thank you so much for everybody watching on the Facebook Live and commenting there and posting your questions. So far, I've had an amazing lineup of guests, and I'm super excited for my next one. But I want to give out the number in case anybody wants to call in. 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. And you can watch and listen to us at therealside.com. Joining me now is my buddy who's calling in actually from behind enemy lines. You know, he lives in that we think it's crazy out here in California. It's just as crazy, if not crazier, in upstate New York, where at least in California you can still buy a big gulp. C.B. Burton joins me now from ACV. Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Hey, thanks so much. Thanks so much for having me on. I can't believe you're doing 3 hours without breaking a sweat.
Well, I know, but I'm only able to do that because I got you with me.
You're doing such a great job. It's unbelievable.
Well, thanks so much. Oh, by the way, before I forget, CV is the host of his own podcast, the America First Network. And CV, he likes to debate people. He likes to bump up against, I guess because he's from New York, he likes to bump up against crazy liberals, you know, and debate them there. So, you know, check out his podcast. I think you might have had a little trouble with the fascist over at YouTube a couple times, didn't you, CV?
Yeah, you know, they demonetized my videos. They shadow banned me. It's like Twitter. It's like, you know, I have almost 1,000 followers on Twitter, and no matter what I post, I think maybe only 2 people actually see it.
Yeah.
So it's a rough road. It's hard to start out in something like this without, you know, you have to pay your dues.
Yeah.
And I'm aware of that. But speaking of New York, you're absolutely right. I got to get the hell out of here.
It's crazy there, you know, but it's both coasts are crazy. I don't know if you heard, but today LA, they voted to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous People Day. And it's the same time that de Blasio back there has been talking about taking down the Columbus statue, but he says he's still going to march in the Columbus Day parade. So all of this crap over statues and this kind of stuff, it's so ridiculous.
Well, you know, Columbus's big crime was that he was an overachiever. So that's why they want to take him down.
Well, you know, the left doesn't like anything involving achievement. You know, they want equal outcomes. They don't want equal opportunity. You know, Oh, I was just going to say, liberalism is the politics of greed and envy. You know, it's victimhood with the, you know, it's all about victimhood, and the twin sister of that is entitlement.
I was thinking the other day about the great genocides that have happened in history under Stalin, some 60 million, some say a lot more. Under Hitler, it was about 16 million. Then you have the jihad, which killed untold millions that the media doesn't even want to report. Mm-hmm. And then you have the Antifa and the left here in this country that are persecuting the right. And the common denominator is that they're all envious of those who are more successful than they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and that's exactly what it's about. And, you know, I've kind of been tiptoeing around it during the show. The question about politicizing the storm or when it's too soon to talk about it, and I'm just going to come out and say it. You know, and I feel like I got a right to, because I got so many family and friends that lost everything after Katrina. And at the time that Katrina happened and the less successfully bashed Bush and he let them do it, one of the things that they did was they pushed it, they used Katrina, and they always use natural disasters to push their agenda. One of the ways that they did it was under the notion that, to me, the lesson of Katrina, let me say it this way, one of the lessons of Katrina was individual responsibility. The family members of mine that had insurance were able to rebuild, and those that didn't were not able to rebuild. And I think the role of government we have to discuss, because when you're looking at a disaster like this, is it the government's responsibility to rebuild an entire city and rebuild homes for people that didn't have insurance? That's a controversial position. It may be too soon to be asking these questions. But I think that when it comes to the role of the left, is going to be using this tragedy to push the notion of that push an income redistribution scheme under the notion that the government, and the government has no money. So, you know, it's really about taxpayer money, and the notion of community, and the notion of that we're all responsible for everybody else. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I believe in charity. I think if the American people and the middle class weren't taxed so much, perhaps we'd give more to charity. Why don't they have charity set up specifically for relief funds? You know? And other people have fallen between the cracks. I think it's a conflict of interest for the government to be taking care of poor people, because what you're doing is you're saying, vote for me and you'll get free stuff. So
I believe
in charity, definitely. I don't think the government's job is to do charity. They shouldn't be in the charity business.
Well, to me, it's even a bigger question than charity. It's really about the role of the government and the responsibility of the nation to mitigate every damage that happens to an individual. You know, we live in a fire zone out here in California, and we have at times hundreds of homes destroyed. And if somebody doesn't have an insurance policy that covers complete replacement of the home, that's on them. Taxpayers in Idaho don't pay for that. You know, I grew up in New Orleans, and we always knew that if we had above a Category 3 come through, your home was going to go. So you better get insurance. And, you know, and I said at the time, I don't expect taxpayers to pay for my family's homes down there. I expect people to accept responsibility, because it sounds heartless to say that, but I feel like we have to have this discussion because the left uses this to push an entitlement society. We're going to take a break. I'm curious what people are saying on Facebook right now, because I'm kind of getting into a controversial area, but stay tuned, because we got more of The Real Side with Joe Messina coming right back up, and then we're going to talk about transgender in the military, another hot topic, because a lawsuit's been filed by the ACLU on that. I'm Andrea Kay filling in as guest host. Stay with me. More with Real Side on the other side of the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Andrea Kay, filling in for Joe tonight as guest host. Glad to have you all here with me. Got some great comments I'm seeing on Facebook Live. Keep those coming. One having to do with the transgender issue in the military. We're going to get to that because that's a really hot one, particularly for me. I am the daughter of two Marines. I got a lot of opinions when it comes to military and being battle ready and what that should mean. Before I want to get to that, I want to continue the discussion with my buddy C.V. Burton about the role of government. I think I was probably maybe sounding a little harsh before the break. You know, here we, people are suffering, and who am I to question the role of the government? But I think we have to do that because, as Reagan warned in 64, when he talked about how the left would use our healthcare system as the Trojan horse for inroads to for Marxism, because they, who could deny, you know, tugging on the heartstrings, who can deny sick people health care? Well, that's what happens with these tragedies. That's what the left did with Katrina. The expectation is, who can deny somebody a new home? See, they want to use these tragedies as a way to get us closer and closer to a full entitlement socialist society income redistribution scheme. And I see that happening here. CV, let me ask you this. To me, the role of FEMA, what it should be and what our government should be, the role should be to provide emergency services to us, get you to safety, provide a roof and shelter out of the storm, food and sustenance, and maybe some help as you try to navigate through your insurance and all that kind of stuff in order to get your life back. Not what I'm seeing right now, which is FEMA posting, go through your insurance first, and then whatever the insurance doesn't cover, you know, your fellow taxpayers will pick up the slack. What? If I don't have proper insurance for my home and it burns, that's on me. What are we doing here?
Well, you know what it is? I'm not the old wise man over the hill, you know, who has all the answers. These are complicated issues, and there are certain principles that I happen to adhere to. And, you know, I feel much more generous when I give out of my own pocket than I do when I'm being coerced by government and forced to pay a large chunk of my paycheck, and then they distribute the funds the way they see fit. Yeah, it's a complicated issue, but, yeah, FEMA definitely serves a purpose. And, you know, I don't think, you know, homeowners insurance should be mandatory. You know, these are complicated issues.
Well, see, I think that, you know, you're a person of great heart, and I know that you are, and I think maybe, you know, to me it's really not that complicated. I think, you know, our nation was founded it was founded on freedom, individual liberty, and the twin sister of that is individual responsibility. The left wants it to be everybody's a victim, and the twin sister of that is entitlement, from grievance to entitlement. And, you know, the left is using everything that they can to try to push us in towards a socialist system of income redistribution where everybody is guaranteed a job, everybody is guaranteed a roof over their head, health care, this and that, when the government has no money. So they have to take from one individual to give to another. And they use tragedies as a way to do that. And it is, and if we're going to be a free society, we have to be a society of responsibility. And I think what we see on display is what you're talking about. We are a charitable nation. We do best when we have individual responsibility and when we're members of individuals as individuals as part of a community, not a centralized government. And that's really what the left wants. Got to shift gears, though, into a really hot topic, and that is transgender in the military. Six members of the military joined with the ACLU to sue the Trump administration for discrimination. And, you know, I think you and I actually talked about it at the time when Trump first came out with this plan to ban transgenders from the military. I did some research, and I know that you did, too. There's lots of reasons for why the military can deny somebody entrance, correct?
Yeah, but the issue is that there was a ban already in place forever before, Secretary of Defense Eshbrock lifted the ban under Obama, and he never disclosed whether doing so would make the military more effective and more ready and financially more viable or whatever. He never had to disclose any of that. He never had to explain if it was for the better of the military. And then Trump to reinstate the ban, and now all of a sudden, you know, the ACLU and all these other groups are saying, well, he didn't disclose how doing so would be more, make the military more effective and more ready and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like
the standard is ridiculous.
Well, yeah, there's always a double standard. It's like Obama was, you know, when he ran for office in 2008, was for traditional marriage. Hillary Clinton was for traditional marriage and not gay marriage. Bill Clinton ran for office with a Confederate flag in 92.
Yeah, they weren't called bigots and dragged through the mud when they said, you know, the definition of marriage is between a man and a woman.
Well, you know, I don't. Well, yeah. Well, I was just going to say, and I'm not really sure how this is going to play out. I'm kind of thinking that, you know, I mean, the courts have been weaponized. You know, you look at these dictators in robes and what they did to Trump when he utilized his constitutional powers to stop refugees and people from coming here from around the country. I mean, I think that they're probably, ACLU is probably going to find a favorable lower court to rule in their favor, and it'll end up at the Supremes. I'm thinking maybe the ACLU might have tried to bolster their position by going to some other groups that were denied entrance. Maybe they should have gone and gathered together a bunch of people that were denied on the basis of hemorrhoids. Did you know, this is true, did you know that you could be denied entrance on the basis of gastritis, on the basis of irritable bowel disease?
Those are very serious issues. Do you ever have hemorrhoids?
I don't think we know
it.
I don't think we know each other well enough yet, CV, for me to talk about that issue. My bottom. But did you know? I will talk about my toes, though. Did you know that you can be denied for having ingrown toenails?
I did not know that.
Yeah, so you know what?
I'm not sure what ingrown toenails are.
But. I don't either, but you know what? I'm thinking maybe that these six members, if they really want to bolster a discriminatory claim, they might want to get, because I guarantee you that there's a lot more people with an ingrown toenail or a hemorrhoid problem that were denied entrance going around right now than transgenders.
I just remember back in the day, they check your feet. If you had flat feet, you weren't going to get in. If you were too skinny,
right.
You were too light, or you're too short, you weren't going to get in. I mean,
that's
wasn't
true.
It about defending the country? Wasn't that the main goal?
Yeah. In fact, I'm glad you brought up being too skinny, because I am the daughter of two Marines. My mother was a Marine, and when she tried to enlist, actually, they told her she was too skinny because she's little like me. So she went home. She grew up on a dairy farm, and she thought joining the military would be an easier life than the dairy farm, which was true. So they denied her entrance. So she went home, and she powered down. She just hogged down on bananas for like 3 or 4 days straight till she packed on some pounds, and then they managed to put her in. She didn't go file a lawsuit with the ACLU.
But those bananas must have really bound her up.
Maybe that's how she would. Maybe. Well, you know what? It's a good thing she didn't have hemorrhoids, because because then she would have had the proper weight, but she might have had something else disqualify her. You know, I mean, this is so typical of the left, speaking of double standard and hypocrisy, because there's a million other reasons why you can be denied entrance, because this is the most unique workplace in the world. We're not talking about somebody sitting behind a computer, in the customer service department. Okay? We're talking about the U.S. military and being battle ready, being ready for war every moment of the day. We're going to pick up this conversation on the other side of the break. I promise that's the last of our discussion on hemorrhoids. We're going to keep it serious. You're listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Andrea Kay, filling in as guest host. Don't go anywhere. More when we come back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Do you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am Andrea Kay, filling in tonight as guest host. How did Joe know that was one of my favorite songs? I'm in such a great mood, really enjoying my time with you all here tonight. Thank you for being so active on the Facebook Live. And thank you, C.V. Burton, for being here with me, talking to me about all things important, like ingrown before the break, of course, we were talking about this lawsuit filed by the ACLU saying that they transgender people are being denied it under the Equal Protection Act. And I'm kind of confused by that because I didn't know, CV, that they were given, they were declared a protected class of citizens. That is supposed to be on the basis of something that, like gender or skin color, or something that involves appearance. One of the things that the gay people, gay community, LGBTQ, FYZ, XY, whatever community has been telling us, is that, you know, you can't tell by looking at somebody whether or not they're gay. So, you know, to me, what this is about is them wanting special treatment, because we already talked about the long list of people that get denied entrance and they're not filing lawsuits because they're accepting the fact that we are talking about a workplace we have to have, whether we are at a time of war or whether we are preparing for war. That is supposed to be, being battle ready and being able to go into battle is supposed to be the most important priority, not somebody's social justice cause. Correct?
Well, you covered a lot of issues there. I don't know which one to comment on, but...
Well, pick whichever one you can.
You know, I like to debate people, and what I would like to ask is, can somebody please explain to me what rights does the LGBT community not have that other Americans have under the Constitution? I don't really believe in protected class. What is protected class? I thought we were Americans. I thought the 14th Amendment said equal protection and equal justice under the law for everybody, regardless of race, sex, color, creed, and whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, what it is it's classic liberalism. You know, everything. They're not liberal. they're not liberals, actually. They're tyrannical bullies. You know, they're not progressive. They're regressive. They're not interested in equality. They're interested in suppressing people that they don't like. If they were interested in equality, we wouldn't even be having this discussion, because then they would realize the fact that they're not being denied anything except just they don't like not getting something that they want. You know, they don't care that other people have been denied entrance. And, you know, one of the questions that Tammy was researching, Tammy Messina, who's keeping the wheels, you know, she's the grease tonight, is keeping the wheels turning. She was doing a little research during the break, wondering whether or not the six filing the lawsuit are going to be discharged. I guess President Trump has said he's going to leave that up to Mattis, as well he should, because whether or not this is interfering with their duties, is something for General Mattis to determine. I say, how can it not? Because if you understand anything about the process of transgender and changing, if, you know, like myself, I was a fan of Bruce Jenner's, and I actually watched his reality show of Caitlyn Jenner, and the what became very clear to me is that it is not like they just go and have one surgery and it's done. This is a lifelong process, and it's because you never ever completely change your gender. Hate to tell you people this, but it is emotionally, mentally, and financially and psychologically draining. And there's a reason why there's a really high suicide rate on the other side, because the quest for happiness does not pan out. They have to fight the science every day, and there's absolutely no way that this should be introduced. And look, and I'm not even arguing whether or not transgender is valid, whether or not somebody should be able to change. I'm just saying, this is not the workplace for you. We need to have everybody, we cannot have anybody. So if you are suffering severe depression, you're not allowed in. Why would we introduce this type of emotionally challenging situation into the battlefield?
Well, I wouldn't touch what you just said, because I agree with everything that you just said. But I would only add that the left tend to do is be fuzzy with their categorization of things. You know, like when they say there's X unemployment under Obama, when they don't count the people who have stopped looking for work. Well, right. This is the same thing here. They count transgender as anybody who wakes up in the morning and feels a little more feminine than they did the night before. So they count that as transgender. You know what I mean? I think I feel like a woman today, but you look exactly the same. You still have a 5 o'clock shadow. Yeah, but I want you to call me a woman today. And if you don't, you're a bigot. But you know what I mean? They're categorizing. They're making it sound like there are more transgenders than there really are. I think there maybe are 12 in the entire military who really want to do the full Monty.
Well, and even if they do, let's say there's only six. Do you know how much money that would cost? Studies have been done. It's over a lifetime, it's enormously expensive. And how unfair, and it's incredibly time consuming, how unfair is it to a unit for them to suddenly be called up to Afghanistan or Iraq or whatever, and one person can't go because he just had his winky cut off and he's still in surgery and has six more weeks, but everybody else has to go and put their lives on the line while he gets to stay back in the hospital? Or how about the supply chain and it's battle time, and what rations are going to be left behind because we have to make room for somebody's hormones? You know, why should we bring people into the service? You know what? I would love a job at Home Depot, but I can't lift 60 pounds over my head and work in the stock room. Not every job is meant for every person, and
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we also don't admit obese people in and say, okay, we're going to bring you in even though you need to lose 150 pounds. We're going to put you through all this surgery, get you into shape, and then, you know, maybe years down the road, you're going to be able to go into battle.
And how unfair is it to the unit when one of its members is worried more about his own unit instead of pulling the trigger to kill somebody to save another member of his unit?
Yeah, it is. Exactly. That it's not the right, whatever you think about transgenders, it's just not the right place. It's not the workplace for it. We're talking about lives on the line. We're talking about battle, and it's challenging enough. That's why there is this really long list of things, and I only scratched the surface. There's gastritis.
What we need for our soldiers is more balls, not less.
Yeah. Okay, now, we gotta keep it back in the PG area, my brother Steve.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
All right.
But did you know
we're on the internet?
Yeah, well, we are, but we're also on other ones. Did you know that here's what's interesting to me in terms of list of reasons for why you cannot be allowed, just to get back to that. If you're pregnant, you can't be allowed to join if you're pregnant. You can't be allowed to join. You can't. Here's what can also keep you from, and if you were ever thinking about enlisting, also, by the way, age. What ageism, isn't that a protected class now? Age? What if we have a bunch of 50-year-old men who decide that they want to enlist, and you know, even though they're not battle ready? But voyeurism and exhibitionism, you're not allowed to enter. Yeah, isn't that interesting? Voyeurism. I mean, there's a whole lot. I just thought that was fascinating. There's a long list of this. You know, we'll see what happens with this. This is not about anything but the left trying to infiltrate. You know, the Department of Defense and our military for a while was kind of the last refuge of our government that hadn't been taken over by political correctness, that hadn't been infiltrated. And it was kind of almost like, you know, that was our firewall in some ways, and they've been really wanting to get at it, and this is one way that they're trying to do it. You know, we already had the Obama administration having the Army teach classes on, you know, white supremacy and sexism and all this kind of stuff. It's like, you know what, how about we get back to, you know, strategizing on some tactics in the field, right?
Yeah. Well, that's the bottom line is, whatever you do in the military, whatever you're spending your money on, and whoever you allow to enlist, the bottom line is, does it help protect our country? Does it help further our foreign policy? You know, does it help to defeat our enemies or not? That is the criteria that we should be looking at.
You're right. That's the only criteria, because that's the only role of the U.S. military is to fight our enemies. Their job is supposed to be to go in there, find the enemy, and kill them. It's not supposed to be a petri dish for everybody's social justice experiment. You know, again, it comes back to the fact that it's not the reason why they have the right as an organization and as a government to have such a long list that they do, and everything from, you know, oh, here's another one. Unhealthy natural teeth. Insufficient natural healthy teeth. I'm not even sure I understand what that means. It, you know, that's why they can even say that you can't enlist if you've got insufficient natural healthy teeth. Okay, because they need to exist for one thing only. Tammy's laughing. You know, I guess that, I don't even know what that means. Because
well, you got to be able to communicate, I guess. Without proper teeth, you're not going to be able to communicate with your sergeant and people who are under you, I suppose.
Well, you know, what's next? Are we going to say that, you know, we've had a long line of pilots can't become pilots because of their eyesight?
If you drop your gun, you might have to bite somebody. You know, you ever think of that?
There you go. I knew you'd come up with something, CV. All right, now coming back, we got more of The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your host, guest host for the night, Andrea Kay. Don't go anywhere. We're honing in on the home stretch with all my natural healthy teeth. Stay tuned.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using EstroBlock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Please answer the question.
Joe Messina, I am Andrea Kay as guest host tonight. I've had such an amazing time here tonight with you all, having lots of fun, even though we've been talking about some real serious issues, but we've had some laughs too. Tammy and I were talking during the break. She was like, I think I understand what this whole having to have healthy teeth thing is about in the military, because you got to be able to eat the beef jerky and the rations. But she's like, if you don't have good teeth, then it gets really expensive to get dentures. And I'm like, yeah, that's true. But how much more expensive is it then to have a sex change operation? She brought out a good point that you can have bone loss and all kinds of health issues, but that's still a lot better to me in terms of expense and potential issues than transgender. Tammy also found a great article that had been kind of going around. Before the break, I was saying also that with my buddy C.V. Burton, that whether or not you agree with transgender, it's just not the place for it in the workplace. But C.V., now I want to shift into talking about the movement that's going on in the country in order to continue to push the transgender movement. In general, it's now something that's being pushed with children. We even have camps that are where we've got 4 and 5 year olds. There's a TV show called I Am Jazz, which is a teenager who was allowed to choose to change his sex into being a girl at the age of 8 and put on hormone blockers. And a leading pediatrician says this is child abuse. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, that's definitely child abuse. I always say, I don't care what grown adults do in their bedroom, you know, as long as you don't hurt children and animals, you know. Here, they're hurting children, you know, and this pop psychology and these psychologists who literally talk these kids into it, you know, because they think it's some kind of noble pursuit, you know.
Well, yeah.
If you're a hero, if you come out of the closet, like, you're a hero. I mean, you know, I don't care. I'm a libertarian when it comes to, you know, those kind of issues.
Well, I think I am too. And a couple of thoughts here. First of all, you know, whatever an adult does, like the transgender in the military, you know, one of the biggest issues that I've talked to people, it's not even so much about battle ready. They say taxpayers should not be paying for that. No, absolutely not. You want to do that as an adult, you pay for it. Just like you should be paying for your own abortions. People think that they shouldn't have to have their taxpayers' dollars used for Planned Parenthood. When it comes to children, one of the things that bothers me about this is we don't allow children to choose to drink alcohol, to buy cigarettes, to see R-rated movies, but we're going to let a 4-year-old decide to go on hormone blockers to make a permanent change to their body that they can't correct down the road. That is insane. That is child abuse. And I can tell you that as a child who actually thought a mistake had been made, and I've talked about this openly, I feel like I've got a right to criticize people for this because I was that child. I was a little girl who thought that a mistake had been made. God made a mistake, and I was a boy trapped in a girl's body. And I am so grateful that my parents just basically ignored it. And I was not put on hormone blockers because when the hormones kicked in and I was allowed to, you know, to just be left alone, allow nature to take its course, I became the fabulous woman that you see before you today. And so
before puberty, there's very little difference between girls and boys except for, I can't say that. All right. I take that back. But
well,
I'm saying, you know, once you reach puberty, then, you know, then the girls start to like the boys. Before puberty, the girls think that boys were yucky. They were icky. They had, you know.
Well, for me, it was just that, you know, I had an older brother and an older sister, and I just wanted to play the things that my brother played with. I wasn't interested in dolls, and it just wasn't of interest to me. You know, I didn't particularly like dresses. I was kind of a jock. I was a little athletic. You know, when I was 13, my sister was like, "You're not wearing tennis shoes." I would play tennis. She's like, "You're not wearing tennis shoes to my wedding." You know, I just wasn't into the girly stuff, and then the hormones kicked in, and finally I was like, "Hey," you know, and I became a cheerleader. I became the most feminine girl out there, and it was just, It was a natural progression for me. So again, liberals are all about control. You know, they're about pushing their ideology onto people, even their own child. And it's crazy to me. And, you know, but think about the enormous hypocrisy here too, CB, because they want to tell us on the one hand that sexuality is fixed at birth, right? It's not a choice to be gay. You're fixed that way. But gender isn't. We got Bill Nye, the science guy, who used to do entire programs teaching people about X chromosomes and Y chromosomes, and now you get to choose? It's so stupid.
How come there were two identical twins, and there was more than one case of this, two identical twins, identical, the DNA is exactly identical, one's gay and one's not. So how is it at birth if they have the exact same DNA?
Well, you know, yeah, you know, and I don't pretend to have all the answers for everything. So what I tell people is, and what I've said to gay friends of mine is that I don't really, you know, it's not a, I don't really have all the answers. I don't know why some people think they were born that way or not.
We don't need to have, we don't even need to have all the answers. Why?
No.
You know, life is a mystery. We don't have to figure out everything.
What we do have to
be left that way.
Well, right. And I think what we do have to do is have actual tolerance. The left says the party of tolerance. Well, you know what? Gay people don't have any scientific proof that they were born gay. We know, you know, and that's their opinion. They're armed with opinion. With people who are Christians and Muslims and others who think it's a lifestyle choice and a sinful one have their belief. They have opinion. We should not have the government stepping in and telling some bakery that they should be forced to bake a cake for somebody. You know, we shouldn't have the government doing that. And that's one reason why all this stuff to me, I actually had Heather Kronk from Get Equal on my show years ago because I was concerned about gay marriage because I said, you know, why not civil unions? I said, what I'm concerned about with gay marriage is that it's a stepping stone to hate speech legislation. It's a stepping stone to try to force preachers to be silent, to try to force preachers to perform services they don't want to perform. It's about control. You know, how about, since there's lots of things that we don't understand and don't have the answers to, how about we just talk and have respect for each other. Isn't that equality?
Exactly. Well, that's inside. That's in our Constitution. That's the 14th Amendment, equal protection and equal rights under the law, you know. So, you know, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter. I mean, this is not really an issue, I think, that has any consequence whatsoever, except that the left want to make everything into a big issue.
Because they want control.
It's about straw men. It's about straw men. You know what I mean? Like the thing with the bathrooms. Is there an officer standing in front of every bathroom checking your identity to see if you are the right sex to go into this bathroom? I've never seen it.
Right.
It's not an issue. It's fake.
Yeah, so much of this is manufactured, you know, and this is what President Obama ran in 2008, you know, saying he was going to be the great uniter. And the first thing he did when he took office was falsely accuse a Boston police officer of racism, you know, and that's when everybody was like, oh, yeah, here we go. And it's just all been about dividing us into categories so that they could, you know, tell each group that they were victims of racist America or anti-this America and America's evil and bad. And, you know, and then they tell women, you know, her body, her choice. The only choice a woman is allowed to make under liberalism is a choice for abortion, but they want to control everything else about our lives. And, you know,
they want to control what we talk about. They want to control what we think about. They want to control the definition of words. There was a book a long time ago called The Tyranny of Words. And the left are really great at that. You know, they want to change the definition of the word marriage. You know, this country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. And if you want to start changing the definition of things, why not start changing the definition of words to reflect Sharia law next? And, you know, and next thing you know, we're going to be under that kind of tyranny.
Well, and that's one thing that I've also said to my LGBT friends. I said, you know, think about, you better be careful who you think is your partner here, because the left is dangling a marriage certificate to you when they're ready to sell you out to people that want to toss you off a building. You know, and the same thing to women. You know, yeah, the left loves to criticize all day long Christians while they defend. I mean, it's insane that to see liberal women standing on the stage with Linda Sarsour, who is advocating for Sharia in this country, that cut off the genitals of little girls, believe that they should be able to stone women for being raped, and that homosexuality should be punishable by death. The left will all day long defend Islam and Sharia while, you know, bashing Christians because they don't want to bake a cake for a wedding. I mean, it's insane. How can people, before we run out of time, tell people how they can find you, CV, and hear your podcast?
Well, I'm just, I'm on Facebook under CV Burton, B-E-R-T-O-N, and on Twitter under the same name, and on YouTube under the same name, and there's a channel called the America First Network. It's the place for debate, and it's all about debating, although, you know, I do have guests on to discuss things. You were on it, so.
Yes, I was, and I had a great time.
That's what you do, the America First Network on YouTube.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here, CV. I appreciate it, and you stay frosty up there among those liberals in New York.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. I had a lot of fun.
All right. Thank you. And, hey, I think we got about a minute left or so, don't we, Tammy? And, you know, Joe had told me as I was filling in tonight, he's like, be sure you tell everybody about you, and I appreciate that. So here's where I, you know, take a moment here and shamelessly plug myself. I am Andrea Kay. I have a radio show myself. It's called The Andrea Kay Show, and I'm syndicated across a few networks. You can find out more information about that by going to AndreaKayShow.com. And my show is actually on AM 1170 in San Diego, and like I said, across a few networks. And I think you can kind of tell what I'm all about. You know, I'm a constitutional constitutional conservative. I really don't, but I criticize everybody as I see fit. I'm not really about a particular politician. I think that they are there to serve us. And we got it. One of the things that was most important to me about President Trump was what he said on Inauguration Day. He said, today is when we return the government back to the people. And that's what I really want to see. And speaking of the people out there, thank you all you patriots for listening tonight, commenting on Facebook Live. Please share the videos here tonight. Keep the conversation rolling. Check me out at AndreaKShow.com. Joe Messina, thanks for letting me fill in. Tammy, thank you so much for doing an amazing job being the grease to keep the wheels turning. Thanks to my guests tonight, Stevie Burton, Daniel Greenfield, and Julio Rivera from Reactionary Times. Love you all.